Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center for today. It's Tuesday, the 17th of February, 2026. I'm John. I hope you had a great long weekend. If you had yesterday off, we are back to work today. It also is school vacation week for many kids across the region, so hopefully you might have the entire week off if you're lucky. We get things started this morning with your commission commuter update. This sent in by Andrew Lapointe. He begins with information on the MBTA Red Line shuttle buses replace Red Line service between Broadway and Ashmont the weekend of February 21st and 22nd. That is for signal work. Trains will operate between JFK UMass and Braintree and Broadway. Looking at the bus lines for this Tuesday morning, bus route 77 has delays up to 20 minutes. Route 439 has delays up to 20 minutes. Upcoming route on the Silver Line, routes SL1, SL2, and SL3 will operate at street level between Silver Line Way and South Station, 8:30 in the evening through end of service. That's on Wednesday, February 18th. And Thursday, February 19th, that is for maintenance work. Bus Route 11, outbound, is detoured. Weekdays, 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon through Friday, February 27th, and that is for construction. The following stop is closed. Weekdays, 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon through Saturday, February 28th. Due to roadway construction, that's Green Street at Magazine Street inbound. As an alternative, you can use Warren Ave at Green Street, and that affects bus route 70. A stop move, Mass Ave at Wendell Street outbound. That stop has moved 100 feet south from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, weekdays only, until further notice. That is for construction and affects bus routes 77 and 96. Market Street at Tremont Street inbound and outbound is closed until further notice due to construction. Riders of bus routes 426, 429, 441, 442, and 455 can board at South Common Street at Market Street. Riders of bus route 435 can board at Tremont opposite St. Mary's High School. Looking at the commuter rail for this Tuesday, looking at the commuter rail for this Tuesday, Fairmount train 1606 from Reedville is operating 10 to 20 minutes behind schedule between Reedville and South Station. That is due to a switch issue. Fall River train 1906 from Fall River Depot has departed and is operating 10 to 20 minutes behind schedule. That is due to a mechanical issue. The weekend of February 21st and 22nd, and also February 28th through March 1st, Red and Green Line service will replace regular train service on the Fitchburg line between North Station and Porter to allow for signal improvement work. Weekends, February 21st through 22nd and 28th through March 1st, local and express shuttle buses replace regular train service on the Lowell line between North Station and Anderson Woburn, and that is for signal improvement work. And weekends, February 21st and 22nd, as well as 28th through March 1st, local and express shuttle buses replace train service on the Newburyport-Rockport line. Looks like normal ferry service has resumed on the Hingham and Hull ferry service. That is as of this morning, February 17th. A few elevator and escalator alerts for today. We start with Forest Hills, escalator 129, Orange Line platform to upper lobby is unavailable starting tomorrow due to maintenance. Harvard Escalator 513, Harvard Square Mezzanine, unavailable due to maintenance. Harvard Escalator 514, which is the main lobby to Harvard Square Mezzanine, unavailable. JFK UMass, Elevator 830, Braintree Branch Platform to Lobby, unavailable. That's effective Thursday, February 19th, and that is due to maintenance. Porter Escalator 507, Alewife Platform to North Ashmont Braintree Platform, unavailable. Sullivan Square, Elevator 881, Oak Grove Platform to Lobby, unavailable. Tufts Medical, Escalator 147, Forest Hills Platform, unavailable. Through February 27th, Tufts Medical, Escalator 146, Oak Grove Platform to Washington Street Lobby is unavailable. World Trade Center, Elevator 934, that is also unavailable. And with that, we check in with Andrew LaPointe, standing by in Salem on this Tuesday morning with your Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook.
Good morning, John, and to our TIC listeners. This is Andrew J. LaPointe with the Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook for today, Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. Okay, we do have National Grid Electric is going to be setting up shop and spending a couple days up on Gable Circle. Gable Circle is up past Valley Street, up and around the corner. Valley Street's right off of Highland Avenue. Okay, so right in the by the Salem High School on the opposite side, though, on the outbound side of Highland Avenue 107. Route 107. All right, so it's up over the hill, up the valley, and then right around the corner to the left from Highland Avenue is, you'll find Gable's Circle. Plenty of safety officers will be on site. DPW will be on Marlboro Road. They had a real tough time this past weekend with the water break. It was a good-sized water break over there. And they'll be over there today to repair the road after the repair of the water break. Okay, so, you know, just know that that activity is going on. Two officers will be on that site also. Now, speaking of the water, if you're from Salem, you're gonna, you know, if you're visually impaired or blind, you probably don't see the water, you know, the discolored water. Just know that that's available. Well, that's happening. Okay, it's constantly happening. One day it's clear, next day it's a little bit darker. So you may want to, I don't know, either use an app called Be My Eyes and get a volunteer from Be My Eyes or IRA to take a look at the water as it's being coming out of your faucet. So you may want to let it run a little bit, you know, so it clears up a little bit. Either that or just use bottled water, okay? So that tripped me quite a bit, you know. A lot of people were saying, yeah, your water's dark. I didn't even know. All right, so anyway, the REO Electric will be on Bridge Street at the Bypass Road, continuing their project that they're fixing, you know, from that National Grid Electric project that's going from Salem to Beverly. Okay, so it may or may not, depending on the time of day, affect the North Beverly T-Bus. So with that in mind, if you do have an appointment that's critical, you may want to take the earlier North Beverly T-Bus, because North Beverly T-Bus does not have a regular schedule. So you want to make sure you're you know, pretty much on time for your appointment. And you know, the D&D Power and Mira, they're still going on strong. Lafayette Street's a kind of a mess. Okay, which is not a surprise, but that's because of that gas main replacement project that they're going, that's going on over there. So just keep that in mind. Just know that there's plenty of assistance for a helping hand if you need it. But you just need to know that that activity is still going on, and it's making the area a little bit unstable. And D&D Power will be returning again to the Willows area to replace the those new telephone poles, and also switch over the electrical cables and everything else to the new poles. And that is it. If you do have any questions, give me a call. Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. Have a great Tuesday. Looking forward to reporting back to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew. We take a look now at the front page headlines in the Boston Globe and Boston Herald for this Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. Front page of the Boston Globe: Michelin excellence with Asian twist. Amid Lunar New Year, recognition is a nod to Boston's creativity and to opportunity. Gunfire erupts at Rhode Island rink. Three are dead. Police call attack targeted family dispute. Schools were celebrating senior night. Trump wields strong arm against media. As creator, critic, plaintiff, and regulator, he can shape and overwhelm the market. We have for rural districts, a harsh math lesson as costs escalate and enrollment tumbles, some hurtling toward economic wall. And their explorations revealed depth of film. Robert Duvall, 1931 to 2026, a prolific chameleon of characters, and Frederick Wiseman, 1930 to 2026, a master filmmaker of documentaries. Front page of today's Boston Herald, we have generational talent. Robert Duvall, 1931 to 2026, fortify the O-line, five steps back to the Super Bowl, and hockey horror. Three dead as gunfire breaks out at Rhode Island rink, players on ice duck for cover. All of those stories and more come your way on the Talking Information Center. Newspaper coverage begins this morning at 8 o'clock with the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock the Washington Post, 12 noon today's reading of the New York Times. And right now, on AM Update, a check on your latest weather forecast, and still to come, lottery numbers, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. For today, mostly cloudy, temperatures in the middle 30s overnight, cloudy, temperatures in the upper 20s. For Wednesday, cloudy with rain, temperatures in the upper 30s. The sun rose this morning at 6:36, setting at 5:19 this evening. Stay tuned for more heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Checking those lottery numbers for this Tuesday, we have your numbers game, the midday drawing, 4, 3, 4, 8. The evening drawing in the numbers game, 4, 0, 8, 6. Mass cash, midday drawing, 6, 7, 15, 16, 23. The evening drawing, 5, 6, 18, 27, 29. Mega millions up to 395 mil, 34, 40, 49, 59, 68, 1. Powerball, 169 mil, 16, 18, 19, 56, 58, and 6. Lucky for life, 6, 29, 36, 43, 46, 17. And megabucks, 8, 10, 19, 24, 29, 34. Now we check in with Billy, standing by with the horoscope, this day in history, and science update on the Talking Information Center.
Good morning. This is your horoscope reading for Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. Aries. Your intuition, physical and intellectual energy, and insight are at an all-time high. You'll probably want to spend much of the day alone, reflecting on your ideas and deciding how you want to put them to work for you. At some point, you may want to put your thoughts in writing. You could also tune in more strongly than usual to the thoughts and feelings of others. Taurus. You could be well bubbling over with physical energy today. You might want to spend your day visiting with friends. You could pick up some interesting information from them, which you might be able to put to work for you. You could lay plans for finally obtaining a long-term goal. Perhaps a lucky break made this possible. Expect to spend most of your day talking and planning. Gemini. Visitors in your home, perhaps invited by others in your household, could put a crimp in your desire to be alone and hash out your thoughts today. Your mind is sharp, and ideas should come thick and fast. Don't get so irritated with the situation at home that you sabotage your plans. You might want to go off somewhere by yourself, possibly to simply sequester yourself in your own room. Cancer. You are very intuitive by nature, and today you should be feeling especially so. Don't be surprised if you spontaneously tune into the ideas and the emotions of those around you, or even if you and someone else come up with the same words at the same time. Use your insights to increase your understanding of others. You might also find that they bring artistic inspiration and even advance your worldly ambitions. Leo. This should be one of those days when you feel as if you could conquer the world. You feel strong and determined and willing to do whatever it takes to get whatever you want to be. A goal could be obtained at this time. Ambitions realized, or perhaps a lucky break could come your way. This is an excellent day to seek a new job, ask for a raise, or make a favorite project a success. Virgo. A business or love partner could bring opposites for advancement your way today. You may decide to draft or execute legal papers that could be very important for your future. Travel might somehow be involved. Romance looks promising today. Your confidence and enthusiasm are showing in your face and could make you seem more attractive than usual, both to your partner and strangers. In the evening, plan an intimate celebration. Libra. The hard work and good business sense that you've put into your job may finally be paying off. Expect some positive changes to take place at the workplace this week. Today, you are likely to be feeling especially energetic and decide to give your house a thorough cleaning. Don't try to do this on your own, however. You need to conserve your energy. Get other members of your household to help. Scorpio. Insights that may come welling up from the past could be put to work for you in a positive way. You could use them as inspiration for a creative project of some kind, or you could just make them work for you in your day-to-day dealings with others. You should be feeling especially romantic and sexy today, and you might want to go shopping for clothes made of soft, touchable fabrics. Relations with lovers should be close and passionate. Sagittarius. Your home might need some work today. You and other members of your household could decide to join forces and get everything done. This might simply involve a thorough cleaning, or it could mean major repairs of some sort, perhaps plumbing or electrical. If it's the latter, it isn't a good idea to try to do this yourself. There could be factors involved that are more complicated than they seem. Don't be afraid to call in a professional. Capricorn. Expect a lot of letters and phone calls from lovers, close friends, or children today. You might also want to make a few yourself. Some positive and interesting information may have come your way that you'll want to share with those close to you. You could also want to try your hand at writing. You'll want to make sure that you remember whatever it is you learned today, as it could prove valuable in the future. Aquarius. Studying some paperwork involving your finances could bring a pleasant surprise. You are better off than you thought. Dividends or benefits of some kind might be forthcoming. You could decide to treat yourself, buy some gifts for your family, or perhaps do some work on your home. Do take care to avoid impulse buying and don't go crazy spending. You don't want your funds to disappear as quickly as they came. And Pisces. Today, some information might come your way that inspires you to come up with some valuable new ideas. Your own intuitive faculties are operating at a very high level, and therefore your insights could prove valuable. Make sure you cover every possible contingency. This knowledge could be used to advance your own career and financial interests. So you may want to spend an hour or two writing down your thoughts. And on this day in history, in 1801, Thomas Jefferson is elected third U.S. president. On February 17th, 1801, Thomas Jefferson is elected the third president of the United States. The election constitutes the first peaceful transfer of power from one political party to another in the United States. By 1800, when he decided to run for president, Thomas Jefferson possessed impressive political credentials and was well suited to the presidency. In addition to drafting the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson had served two Continental Congresses as Minister to France, as Secretary of State under George Washington, and as John Adams' Vice President. Vicious partisan warfare characterized the campaign of 1800 between Democratic Republicans Jefferson and Aaron Burr and Federalist John Adams, Charles C. Pinckney, and John Jay. The election highlighted the ongoing battle between Democratic-Republican supporters of the French, who were embroiled in their own bloody revolution, and the pro-British Federalist, who wanted to implement English-style policies in American government. The Federalist abhorred the French revolutionaries' overzealous use of the guillotine, and as a result were less forgiving in their foreign policy towards the French. They advocated a strong centralized government, a standing military, and financial support of emerging industries. In contrast, Jefferson's Republicans preferred limited government, unadulterated states' rights, and a primarily agrarian economy. They feared that the Federalists would abandon revolutionary ideals and revert to the English monarchical tradition. As Secretary of State under Washington, Jefferson opposed Secretary of the Treasury Hamilton's proposal to increase military expenditures and resigned when Washington supported the leading Federalist plan for a national bank. After a bloodless but ugly campaign in which candidates and influential supporters on both sides used the press, often anonymously, as a forum to fire slanderous volleys at each other, the then laborious and confusing process of voting began in April 1800. Individual states scheduled elections at different times, and although Jefferson and Burr ran on the same ticket, as president and vice president, respectively, the Constitution still demanded votes for each individual to be counted separately. As a result, by the end of January 1801, Jefferson and Burr emerged tied at 73 electoral votes apiece. Adams came in third at 65 votes. The unintended result sent the final vote to the House of Representatives. Sticklers in the Federalist-controlled House of Representatives insisted on following the Constitution's flawed rules and refused to elect Jefferson and Burr together on the same ticket. The highly influential Federalist Alexander Hamilton, who mistrusted Jefferson but hated Burr more, persuaded the House to vote against Burr, whom he called the most unfit man for the office of president. This accusation and others led Burr to challenge Hamilton to a duel in 1804 that resulted in Hamilton's death. 2 weeks before the scheduled inauguration, Jefferson emerged victorious, and Burr was confirmed as his vice president. And in this morning's science update, Roman mosaic in Britain reveals a 2,000-year-old Trojan War secret. A spectacular UK mosaic rewrites the Trojan War and shows Roman Britain was more cosmopolitan than anyone imagined. researchers studying what has been called one of the most important mosaics ever found in the UK say it portrays a rarely told version of the Trojan War that had largely faded from history. A new investigation by the University of Leicester explains why the well-known Caton mosaic in Rutland, considered one of the most remarkable Roman-era discoveries in Britain in the past century, does not illustrate scenes from Homer's Iliad, as scholars first believed. Instead, the artwork reflects a different telling of the Trojan War that was made famous by the Greek playwright Acleusius. That dramatic version has not survived in full and is considered lost. The findings also show that the mosaic incorporates decorative motifs that have been circulating around the Mediterranean for centuries. This suggests that artists working in Roman Britain were closely connected to broader artistic traditions across the classical world. The Caton mosaic came to light in 2020 during COVID-19 lockdown. When local resident Jim Irving spotted it on his family farm, the discovery led to a major excavation by University of Leicester Archaeological Services, or ULAS, funded by Historic England. The mosaic and the surrounding Roman villa have since been granted scheduled monumental status because of their national significance. Historic England and ULAS carried out joint excavations in 2021 and 2022 and are now preparing the full publication of their findings. The mosaic features three dramatic moments involving the Greek warrior Achilles and the Trojan prince Hector, their fierce duel, Achilles dragging Hector's body, and the later scene in which King Priam ransoms his son's body, which is shown being weighed in gold. And coming up on today's schedule, at 8 a.m., it's the Wall Street Journal. At 9 a.m., it's the Boston Globe. At 10 a.m., it's the Boston Herald. At 11 a.m., it's the Washington Post. At 12 o'clock noon, it's the New York Times. At 1 p.m., it's the Patriot Ledger. At 1:30 p.m., it's Brockton Enterprise. At 2 p.m., it's the Taunton Daily Gazette. At 2:30 p.m., it's Attleboro Sun Chronicle. At 3 p.m., it's Metro West News. At 3:30 p.m., it's the Lynn Daily Item. At 4 p.m., it's Salem News. At 4:30 p.m., it's the Gloucester Daily Times. At 5 p.m., it's the Daily News of Newburyport. At 5:30 p.m., it's the Providence Journal. At 6 p.m., it's the Atlantic. At 7 p.m., it's the National Review. At 8 p.m., it's AP News. At 9 p.m., it's the Book Hour. At 10 p.m., it's USA Today. At 11 p.m., it's Newsmax. At 12 o'clock midnight, it's the Late Night Book Hour. At 1 a.m., it's Newsweek. At 2 a.m., it's The Nation. At 3 a.m., it's the New Republic. At 3:30 a.m., it's Eyes on Success. At 4 a.m., it's BBC World News. At 5 a.m., it's Reuters. At 6 a.m., it's The Hill. At 7 a.m., it's Storytime. Tune in tomorrow at 7:30 for your next AM update.